Charlie Brennan, the voice of St. Louis. Tomorrow, Pat Buchanan is going to be with us. He used to write for the Globe Democrat, and then he really helped Richard Nixon go from huge defeat in 1960 to the White House in 1968. And he's going to discuss that. With us right now is Tolga Tanrasevan, Trip Goodlow. They are both the founders of GirlsAskGuys.com. They get 10 million unique views a month, and they join us in this, the 60th in our series of entrepreneurs who are rolling the dice and starting businesses here in St. Louis. Tolga, Trip, thanks for joining us on KMOX.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
10 million, GirlsAskGuys.com. That's an astronomical number.
Yeah, it really puts it into perspective. So, for instance, yesterday over 400,000 visitors come into our properties and trying to delve into the minds of the opposite sex. So we are very fortunate and growing at a good clip here.
Is this an online chat board?
I wouldn't say the chat board. It started an online forum, and from that it evolved into a community where you can ask anything and everything to the opposite sex.
It's an online forum where boy meets girl.
Exactly.
10 million people using it per month.
Correct.
This is maybe the most successful online startup in St. Louis.
It's definitely up there, yes.
It's up there.
Yep.
And you're originally from Turkey.
Yes, I was born in Turkey. I moved to St. Louis back in 2001 for my master's degree.
From?
At SIUE.
Of all the universities in the world, you're coming from Turkey. How'd you pick SIUE?
My uncle is actually a professor, economics professor at SIUE.
Well, that explains that then.
Right. He told me, you're a computer geek. You should apply for a scholarship here. And I didn't. And
the rest is history.
Exactly.
And then how was GirlsAskGuys.com created?
About 4 years ago, Tolga was out at a bar watching girls and guys interact and realized that a lot of guys are trying to approach women and striking out. So he does what anyone did the next day, wakes up and starts coding the idea for Girls Ask Guys, launched it from his apartment, and it has grown ever since. So it started off from a night out on Washington Avenue.
And that was what year?
2008.
Is it financially profitable yet?
Not yet. We raised around $1 million last year to build out the team and actually start to do it full time. So we were fortunate enough with the budding entrepreneur community here in St. Louis to hook up with the right people to help us grow this business. So right now we're concentrating on growing the unique visitors. It's like a large land grab. We're at 10 million and growing.
What's your goal?
Our goal is 30 million within the next 18 months.
Is that doable?
Yes, we have a clear path to 30 million and have been executing on that the last 6 months. So,
how do you generate revenue from this online forum?
There's a lot of different ways, but the main one now is ads, online ads. We currently don't concentrate on the revenue side of the business. Right now, we're just trying to get as many visitors, get the engagement up, and then we'll worry about monetizing it later on down the road.
What's a question that might be asked on GirlsAskGuys.com?
I was actually looking at our app this morning, and as we were walking in here, one question was, I'm going to be hanging out with my in-laws. What are some great things that I can do to make them happy and have a fun weekend? Well, great. You can ask it on Girls Ask Guys, but if you ask that on something like a Facebook, you're not going to get the answers that you're actually looking for. So that people come to Girls Ask Guys to ask those questions. There's also a lot of the relationship questions. I'm getting back into dating and want to know what's going on in the minds of the women or the men out there. So it runs the entire gamut, but the majority of it revolves around dating and relationships.
Could I type some of these questions into Google and then search likewise?
Yeah, you could definitely do that, but you'll end up on one of our sites because we've got a trusted community where the community aspect comes together. So, Charlie, if you were to pose a question, within an hour you'd have 25 different opinions from people on your question. So you could definitely start at Google, but you'll end up at us.
So I could say, I don't know what I would ask, but I got so many questions. But are there individuals posting replies from the United States or the United States and beyond?
United States and beyond. We touch over 75 different countries on a daily basis. We have traffic. our, besides the United States, the Turkish community, we have Kizlar Solier, which is our Turkish version of it. We touch 15% of the Turkish population on a monthly basis is coming to our properties.
That's truly incredible. Trip Goodlow is with us today. He, along with Tolga Tenra 7, have founded GirlsAskGuys.com. Do I have to pay something to join GirlsAskGuys.com?
No, completely free.
Really?
Yep. The whole model is free to any user.
Do you sell my personal information to advertisers?
We do not.
How do you think St. Louis ranks when it comes to startup environment?
Oh, it's an amazing time to be here now. If you look around, what you need are people, capital, and access to the right team members. And St. Louis has all three and is growing rapidly. So we couldn't be happier any other place than St. Louis.
Having said that, are there areas where St. Louis could improve its entrepreneurial chances?
Yeah, I definitely think so, Charlie. But we're headed in the right direction, and the ground roots are being laid for that improvement. I think if we think about from a financing vantage point, you'll see companies that as they outgrow the seed capital that they have, there has to be access to that capital, more of the round A, but that'll start to happen here as more of the tech companies start to evolve.
You guys are based on Washington Avenue in the so-called T-Rex building?
You are correct.
Very interesting. Well, good luck to you, and I really appreciate you guys dropping by today to talk about your company, GirlsAskGuys.com. It's a website. It's also an app. Right?
Correct.
Yeah. Trip Goodlow, native St. Louisan. Tolga Tenra 7, originally from Turkey, the founders behind this operation. Good luck, and if I can be helpful in any way, let me know.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right, folks.